Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. It's chapter 11, text 14, beginning Arjuna's prayers to the universal form. Then Arjuna, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, he bowed his head to offer obeisances, and with folded hands, he began to pray to the Supreme Lord. Comment. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana explains that Arjuna, in astonishment, now sees the universal form. Astonishment or wonder is one of the secondary rasas impelled by Krishna's universal form. Arjuna now relishes this rasa. 15. Arjuna said, "My dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents." 16. O Lord of the universe, O universal form, I see in your body many, many arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence spreading on all sides like blazing fire or the immeasurable radiance of the sun. Yet I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs. That was text 17. Here's text 18. Arjuna continues. You are the supreme primal object. You are the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of the eternal religion, the personality of Godhead. This is my opinion. Comment. The universal form is dazzling and radiant. In text 17, Arjuna describes it as aprameyam, immeasurable. And in text 18, he attempts to describe the immeasurable. 19. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms, and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with blazing fire coming forth from your mouth, burning this entire universe by your own radiance. Comment. The quote, blazing fire coming from the mouth of the universal form is, quote, burning this entire universe. This is the beginning of the description of Krishna's kala rupa, his form is time. This description continues until text 30. 20. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O great one, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. Comment. Krishna has allowed the demigods to see his universal form. Arjuna is also able to see those demigods. 21. All the hosts of the demigods are surrendering before you and entering into you. Some of them, very much afraid, are offering prayers with folded hands. Hosts of great sages and perfected beings, crying, "All peace," are praying to you by singing the Vedic hymns. Comment. The demigods are taking shelter of the Lord and crying, "Pahi, Pahi, please protect us." The sages are begging the Lord, "Svasti, that there be peace, good fortune, and well-being for all." 22 and 23. All the various manifestations of Lord Shiva, the Adityas, the Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Vishvadevas, the two Asvis, the Maruts, the forefathers, the Gandharvas, the Yakshas, the Asuras, and the perfected demigods are beholding you in wonder. O mighty Om One, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form with its many faces, eyes, arms, thighs, legs, and bellies, and your many terrible teeth. And as they are disturbed, so am I. Comment on 23. Arjuna also becomes afraid and his mood here changes from astonishment to fear. 24 and 25. O all-pervading Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. I can no longer maintain my steadiness or equilibrium of mind. O Lord of Lords, O refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance, seeing thus your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions, I am bewildered. Comment on 25. The Kala Nala, the fire of death, mentioned here to describe the universal form's blazing death-like faces, is the fire of destruction at the end of the universe. 26 and 27. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings like Bhishma, Drona, Karma, and all our chief soldiers also are rushing into your fearful mouths, and some I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth. Comment. Text 26 through 30 describe future occurrences that Arjuna sees within the Kala Rupa. In Bhagavad Gita 11.7, Krishna said that Arjuna could see, quote, whatever he may want to see in the future. In these texts, Arjuna sees that Bhishma, Drona, and Karna, the three most feared members of the opposing army, will be destroyed. 28 and 29. As the many waves of the river flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouths. I see all people rushing full speed into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in a blazing fire. Comment. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan describes the significance of these two analogies, waves of the river flowing into the ocean and moths entering fire, which depict distinct entrances by different warriors into the blazing mouths. Rivers flow into the ocean naturally, without intentional effort, and moths consciously enter fire and perish. Some of the warriors, by their demonic behavior, are consciously destroying themselves. 30. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people from all sides, with your flaming mouths, covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rays. Comment. Here Arjuna describes the universal form's effulgence as covering this universe. It is inescapable and all-pervading. Arjuna next asks two questions. 31. O Lord of Lord, so fierce a form, please tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances unto you. Please be gracious to me. You are the primal Lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is. Arjuna asks, who are you and what is your mission? Krishna answers in the next verse, and we shall continue with this next time, Krishna willing.